Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magic mama, Sharona Rapsick. I am an angel whisperer, a tarot master reader, and an angel Reiki master. I'm also a life coach and a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. And I'm coming to you live today from the Big Apple, New York City. And the moon is in Pisces. I am so happy that you are joining me today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your inner personal power and self-confidence, and creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life by using a little bit of angel guidance and that divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe that we are all each a part of. So, are you ready? Are you ready to live your magic and ready to be who you truly really are? Then join me during this hour, and I am going to invite you to step into your power and awaken your true magic. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That's the one and only radio network with spirit and psychic you. So please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, as well as our online courses that we offer at Psychic You. While you're there, you might want to check out my course, the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course. It's the only online course where you get certified both as a Yasui Reiki Master and an Angel Reiki Master. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City. It's a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers, all inspired by the work of America's psychic Edgar Cayce. To learn more, go to www.edgarcaycenyc.org. Remember, that's Edgar Cayce with the Cayce spelled C-A-Y-C-E, followed by NYC. Okay, Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show. And here we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, astrology, synchronicity, the law of attraction, how to raise your energy so that you have good, high vibrations, and much, much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each and every month. You can also listen to our show on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net live on your internet browser, but you can also listen in on your phone too. And you do that by simply calling in, which reminds me to tell you that this is a live call-in radio show. So if you would like a free mini tarot reading, an angel message, maybe a little angel Reiki, or to ask a question or add your comments to today's topic, and also today to talk to our special guests, the number to call in is 714-816-4628. Once again, that is 714-816-4628. But remember, that's to listen. If you want us to take your call so that you are live on the air, you must press the number 1 on your phone keypad, because that will flag us on the switchboard that you want us to take your call. Now, remember, we do take the calls in the order that they are received. So don't hang up, because you will lose your spot in the line. Also, when we're doing live shows, we also invite our listeners to join us in our chat room. And you want to do that by going to psychictalk.net/chat. And you'll be able to talk to us there. Okay, it is time for us to start. Today, I am so happy. I have an extra special guest, and I can't wait for you to meet her, my listeners. She is a leader in the field of holistic health and well-being. She's French, and she truly embodies the French joie de vivre. Now, she is a global wellness coach, a stress management coach, and she does work with clients one-on-one, but she works more commonly with corporate clients, where she is a very in-demand motivational speaker for corporate programs and organizations. She is a published author with one of my favorite metaphysical publishers, Llewellyn Books. And she has a wonderful book, which I periodically read cover to cover. It's called The Fresh Start Promise, and it's all about how you can, in 28 days, do a total mind, body, and spirit transformation. And it's absolutely fabulous. So, my lovely listeners, I want you let you know, I want you to welcome Mademoiselle Evige Gilbert. Bonjour,
oh,
Evige.
So sweet. And, you know, I've been listening carefully to everything you just said, and I want to applaud you. The way you say it, it's so clear, focused, and channeled. You really are connected to the source, Sharona. So I'm very blessed to know you.
I'm blessed to know you too. And I love your book, and I love talking with you, because you are so loving and positive. And tell me about your magical journey. We talk a lot on the show about our magical journeys.
It's interesting you see me as positive, because I became that positive person. I started my magical journey as being, maybe I could call it a broken piece, although it didn't make sense for some of you, knowing that I was born and raised in a magical, famous town on the French Riviera that all of you know, Cannes, famous for the French festival. But it doesn't matter where you are, it's how you feel about yourself. So I was raised by a grandmother. My parents had to seek fortune and, funny enough, went to America and things were difficult. So I was temporarily placed in the care of a very challenging grandmother who wanted to protect me. So everything I wanted to do when I was a little girl, venturing to check out, discover, she would say, no, you cannot do that. So imagine, Sharona, how the power of words don't disappear in your mind. So they stuck with me, and I didn't even know they were there. And then I decided to be with my parents when I finished university and came to New York City, of all the places, and Sharona, from little town of Cannes, 300,000 inhabitants, to over 10 million in New York. So there was really a shock to my system. And to comfort myself, I started eating tons of bagels and brownies, which were new to me. And I actually don't encourage you to try this diet. And in over a year, I think I gained 30 pounds. But the issue was not the weight. It was that I was not happy and I was stuffing my feelings in with all this emotional eating. And I know many women in the world suffer from that and are shamed by it. So anyway, so this is the magical journey. And I went on a quest, Sharona, to find an answer. I couldn't go on like this. And for 30 years, I started studying, getting diplomas in hypnotherapy, in yoga, in meditation, mindfulness, neuro-linguistic programming. And as all this knowledge was gained, I transformed my life. And effortlessly, literally, because what I realized, and I want all of the listeners to realize, that the issue you think you have is not an issue. It's not the real issue. It is a result of your inability to feel loving to yourself, to feel safe within, which I didn't know how to find that place. And once you get that, and focusing on what works in your life, and choosing to create a vision, and Sharona told me the other magic image, the image of the magic of the creativity of the mind, then you become the person that you want to be. So I am joyful today and still stressed at times, but I kind of know what to do with all my techniques that I developed for myself and realize that I'm not unique in this and I could share it with the world. So I hope I wasn't too long in my answer, Sharona.
No, that was wonderful. Yeah, well, you know, the name of the show is Magic Universe. And if you look up what magic means, it is the ability to transform or create change.
Yeah.
That each and every one of us has that ability. And we all can be, you know, magicians. And magic is where the word imagine comes from.
Yes. And what I found, Sharona, and I hope you agree with me, that most people want to create magic but don't know where the journey begins of the magic. And it is about being honest with ourselves. Where are we? Because sometimes it's very painful to look at what doesn't work and affect us. So we do what I did with food, or we do it with alcohol, or we do it with drugs, we do it with too much work, right? And we don't take responsibility for our change. We blame it on the COVID. That's a lot of people tell me I gained weight because of COVID. And I look at them and I say, it's interesting because I didn't. I kept my weight the way it was before. So maybe it isn't COVID. Maybe it's you. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. I know you know. And and people believe also that just your reading is enough. Yes, it's wonderful. It's a guidance. But then what do you do? What steps are you to transform your life? And I think you will agree with this. Discussed that in the past, that meditation, mindfulness, the awareness of this moment where you are in your life is the beginning of the journey to quiet the mind and become aware of who you are inside that space that is always quiet, and it's a miracle to connect to. Do you agree?
Oh, I agree. Well, it's in that moment of meditation that we actually get an opportunity to speak with our higher self and the divine. And, oh, there's so many answers that come when we meditate and when we listen.
And what I believe is the journey is what I've created in my program is a two-step approach called the Clear and Create. We begin by clearing all the cobwebs, all the static in the mind, all the thousands of thoughts we have every day about the future, and it's often based on fear and anxiety of what if, and then the past that sometimes has regrets built into it. So the moment we can access through the breath, which is the first step, through words that we can say that can affect the feelings, then we are feeling saved. We are in a miracle universe, magic universe. So
yes.
You agree with me, Shereen?
Oh, I agree. Oh, definitely. You know, breath is everything. You know, as far as charging the body and breathing in the spirit of life. And our words are so important. You know, it's funny, in certain branches of magic, they say we create a magic spell. And spell is words. We spell words.
Yes.
So
yes.
Our words are a magic spell.
Because, and you believe that too, words create our feelings. And the moment you don't waste time dealing, eliminating those ugly feelings, some people spend so much time, I don't want to feel angry, I don't want to feel sad. Like, stop, don't go there, because you will never win the battle. Where you can win, you will win, is going back to the thought. What were you thinking? And now eliminate that thought, create a new one, because we can change at the speed of thought. And in my program, I've created those words that I kept repeating to myself and give to my clients, which is, I can. The journey begins with, I can. You mobilize your mind. Then I do. You take action, because just knowing you can without doing anything gets you nowhere. And then I will is that spirit, that energy of commitment to your transformation and the belief that you can. So this is the words that I kept. And I used to, at the beginning of my journey, repeat them incessantly. Every time grandmother's voice would come in, you can't do anything, you can't. I would stop, right, being aware. And as loud as I could inside my mind, I would say, I can, I do, I will. And I would make a fist. And then I would claim my victory to me. Victory is Mine, which today is my signature piece, Victory. And we need to claim victory and not focus on our defeats and things we don't want. We got to focus on what we want. It's so simple, and people forget. They forget. And I'm so sad to watch this. The focus on the COVID, okay, it's true, it exists. But what about the focus on the miracle of every day waking up? I mean, we are alive, most of us. I mean, and actually being aware and gratitude for being alive when some are not. And what can we focus on that works? Because the moment you hold on to that, you get more, you get more. And we need to be hopeful. And I'm sure you're picking up as a psychic that you are a lot of sad energy in the universe, right, Sharon?
Yes, sir. And, you know, we have to, I mean, what's really wonderful is this week we have Thanksgiving.
And
I always tell people, start one way that you can start to have a change is say thank you. You know, thank you for what you have, what you don't have. And the universe is going to send you, you're actually, it's almost like you're going into a restaurant and you're telling the waiter, this is what I want. But, you know, if you're focusing on what you don't want, don't be upset if he brings you a because you know it's the universe, the magical universe. Really, it wants to work with us, but we have to be clear with it.
It's called a clear intention, and having the attention on the moment to moment, aware of our energy, aware of our state of mind, state of being. We can't just be in the future either. Just be here and live that moment to moment with joie de vivre, with that joy. And it's not, joy is not the same as, what's the other word? Pleasure maybe is the word that would come up. Because pleasure is to buy yourself something. But that's fleeting. And then at the end, whatever you bought is put in a closet, and here you are now. Here you are, the way you are. Nothing else really changed inside. But when you do the work from inside, that's when the miracle happens. And the thoughts become your new beliefs, right? As you repeat them, they become beliefs. And then your beliefs create your new reality. Boom. And then you match, right? You match the restaurant.
Exactly.
You get this beautiful dinner that you want. I love your images, Sharona, as a metaphor, a gift, right? This is a fun one with the restaurant. Thank you for showing that.
Thank you. And I love the 28 days, too. That you can, 28 days is such a magical number because that's the cycle of the moon. And every 28 days, we have a new moon. So, I love working with the, like right now, the moon is in Pisces. And
oh, my God.
This is
I am Pisces.
Intuition.
So you know.
And you're a Pisces. I know.
Oh my God. No wonder it's we have this today. On my moon in Pisces. I love it. And the 28 day Sharona, it's also very scientifically based. I mean, neuroscience claims that you can change, you can create a neural pathway, a new one to a habit. And habit, as we know, is repetition. And habit really manifests from stress, from mindset. And once we're stuck in a habit, it's hard to get rid of. So we need to really work with the subconscious. And I love to work with hypnosis and guided meditation so that you don't activate your conscious mind anymore. You just relax, and then things happen, and you plant the seeds, right? The seeds of your vision. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself acting, behaving differently. And you don't even know why, but you remember. You listen to your recording every day before you go to bed, which is a nice place to do it. You sleep well, and it works through the night. And magic is really effortless and efficient. Do we agree on this one?
I agree.
Yeah. I see people working too hard. They always say, I should. Why? I should. I say, stop. I love this expression, shooting on yourself because it doesn't work.
Yes.
I mean, I love that one. But if I tell you, Shawana, stop saying that, you will say, who are you to tell me what to do? And when we say that to our mind, the mind is rebellious. We'll say, I do what I want, so you never win. The mind needs to have cooperation and a loving energy and to become, as I call it, this being an inner coach, no longer the inner critic. And being women, we can be so critical about ourselves, right? The way we look,
the way
we should look, and the aging and how we are too old and it's over. Oh, my God, it's insane. Well, where we go, I don't think men go as far as we do in that arena of the critical. They tend to like themselves a little more. That's the feeling I have. They kind of want to show you what works for them. And here we are, like, insecure. And so confidence, self-confidence, I had to learn. And it's not arrogance. We cannot confuse the two. Confidence is the knowing that you know what you know and claiming it, owning it. You don't have to be boastful about it. Just comfortable being you, being, like they say, the French, in your own skin, being comfortable in your own skin, not wishing
yes.
to be anyone else. And, it doesn't work to be anybody else. You need to be you. You were born to be you. Your unique gifts and
talents.
And mission, I always think of mission we need to accomplish on this planet. We all have a mission. And it's not what we think it is sometimes. It's not fine sometimes in our work life. It is that passion, that desire, that, you know, we have that silent inside. And some people say, the moment I retire, I will do play the piano, whatever they want to do, learn to sing. But if we die without doing, awakening this, we are not going to find our bliss. And the bliss is important
yes.
to have to for the journey of life. That's what I believe.
But the journey is important.
And
yeah, I love the thing about the journey, because if we think that this is a journey, we stay in the moment.
Yes.
I mean, I think,
yes.
Who was it who said, life happens when you're making other plans? I think it was John Lennon.
Oh,
and
yes.
you have to, in the moment is when it's happening. So,
yes.
One, you
totally.
Get your vision that you know, that doesn't mean that you don't have a vision of where you're headed.
Exactly.
But enjoy
yes.
what's the messages.
Yes.
I mean, we get, I think a lot of times, too, when you stay in the moment, we get the universe and the divine is giving us clues on how to accomplish
yes.
what we want to accomplish. And you need to stay awake to those cues.
And thoughts sometimes are too loud in our head. We need to tune in to the heart, the whisper of the heart, because the answers are there. We just don't hear them. It's like the radio is too loud with metal music station. You cannot hear anything.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah.
So we need to go to classical and Mozart and Chopin and relax and be happy to be in your own presence. And the presence is really in the body. That's what I love about mindfulness, because you become, through your senses, aware of your existence in your body. You know, we have a body. We need to connect to it, because the body has to be attached to the head. And most of us are walking heads. The body stays complex.
Yes.
So
yes, indeed.
That's important to connect. And that's what I feel in meditation, is that all of a sudden the mind, the head, is going to be connected to the body. And you feel, oh, it's so simple and relaxing and easy just to be aware of the sounds around us and where your hands are and the breath, how it touches your nose. The skin of your nose, because it is. It's like taste food. You don't just swallow it. You just savor it. And breath is to be savored. The attention to the body is to be savored. And when we attend this journey, first of all, everything slows down. And then next thing we hear the answers. The answer we need to have for the next step on the journey.
Yes.
It's so wonderful. Life is wonderful. I mean, if we choose to look at it with this perspective. So,
yes.
What I chose to do to help people on this journey is giving them tools and very practical. Because we need to be practical. Unless we live in Tibet and India, that's another story. We have 8 hours a day to sit and meditate and be in a monastery with the incense. But in real life, we need to be able to tune in to access to that peace quickly. And that is the reason why I design tools that I study in different parts of the world and cultures and put together. Like I have one, I think I shared it with you before, which is called Dextra. I call it Dextra because you use your hand, and it's extra strength, stress release at your fingertips. So basically you wrap your left thumb with your right hand and you hold the thumb, and it's, people have used it when I worked at Cochrane, when Barbara was still running Cochrane. Now it's a corporation. They don't really care about employees the way she cared. And she had me call Mova for meditation, relaxation. And I said to the employee, I'm going to give you a tool you will use before you enter a client space, you know. And you're a little nervous about your presentation, so you would wrap your thumb, nobody would see it. And just before, you would make a sound like a hissing serpent sound, like that. And you repeat it 2 or 3 times, and you imagine all the worries melting away, your anxiety. And always we have polarity in the universe, yin and yang. So if you don't have anxiety, you have calmness. And then you breathe in and say, I choose to be calm. I believe I can be calm. I desire to be calm. And all of a sudden, between the acupuncture circuits and your belief, you create magic. You're in the moment. Do you like that, Sharona?
I love that. I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that really works.
Yeah. And
the favorite,
there are five. By the way, if your listeners want to know more about that, I have on my website, which is newlifedirections.com. On my website, contact Edwige, I have 2 giveaway presents for you, which is Dextra. So it's a video and also meditation that I called the three C's, because you address mind, body, spirit, calm for the mind, centered for the body, and connected to the spirit. And after that, they become your password to access the magic of the moment. Calm, center, connected, boom. So wherever you are, you repeat the words again, and you access that. Being here, now, here. Happy.
Amazing.
Simple.
I love
but
that.
It is simple, but the simplicity happens by repetition. And if you choose to commit to the 28 days, never missing a day, a beat of the day, and anytime they don't feel good, they repeat, calm, centered, connected. They do the extra rule of the thumb, and they listen to their recording customized for them. I mean, every day. If you miss a day, you mess up the system. It's a programming that you put in a computer. It's a computer programming. We're operating the brain. And the brain, again, you need to access it. You need your password to go in. So it is technology for the brain. It's incredible how easy it works and the changes it made. I mean, I'm not the same person that I was. When I look back in my 20s, I don't know what that was. It's somebody that disappeared. And yet I was, but I wasn't. I was not meant to be that depressed, shy, negative person. I was meant to be confident, creative, and sharing with people that if I can do it, you can do it too. Isn't it true? And I know you can attest to that, Sharona, the way your life evolved and the way you had some vision that manifested. Yes.
Yes. Well, what I love about your book, and we'll talk about where people can get a copy of your book. I love how in your book you have what you do, something, and I mean, we're not talking about, this is very quick. I mean, what the first 5 minutes you want to do when you wake up, and what 5 minutes you want to do before you drift off to sleep. So maybe you might want to give an example of, you know,
okay.
What did you do this morning when you woke up?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do tonight?
That's it. So when you wake up, it depends if you have time or not. You can do a little meditation in bed, the three C's. But what's most important is setting the tone for the day. And what I say is I choose to be happy. I choose to connect to infinite possibilities. I'm happy to be me, and I connect to infinite possibilities because they are everyday possibilities of doing something differently. And then at night, what I believe is the most important is counting your victories. Let's say you want to lose weight, even if it is that you only ate half of the cheesecake, is victory. You didn't finish the whole piece. And learning to claim your victory, because victory makes you valuable. If you count your defeat, that means you're not good enough. And that, again, goes to the low self-esteem. So victory, and use your arm because you want to engage your body. That's based on NLP from Tony Robbins, right? To get in that state, peak performance state, you bring your arms up like a victory sign above your head. You look up into the sky. Victory to me, victory is mine. It's yours. It's nobody else. It's no longer blaming, condemning. It's you, and you have the power. So you create that state anytime you wish to. And I have a friend that I'm working with on this new project I have that I call the hot shot, and he has an autistic child, and 10 years old. And he, the father is teaching him to say victory and to bring his arms up. And you see the child laughing. His whole energy shifts just by the power of this word and the arm movement. So if you can work on an autistic child, I believe it will really work for you. And it's the magic of energy. And words carry energy. They connect to your emotion. Emotion connect to your action. And your action gets you to results. You look at your result, they're not what you want. Return back to the beginning of the line. Your thoughts. Claim your victory. Think of something good that happened today. Even in the worst case scenario, you showed up for something. It may not have been what you wanted, but you had the courage to show up. Wow, this is victory. So by doing that, it forces your mind to connect to what works. And that is important in this moment in time in our world today, looking at what works, right?
Yes. You have a technique that I love. One of my favorite techniques that I learned from your book is you have a technique that you use at night before you go to bed called the screening room. Where before you drift off to sleep, you picture that you're creating a movie. And I create the movie for the next day before I drift off to sleep of what
you.
I want.
Yes, that's called the part of the creating. The clearing is all the mindfulness, the 3C, the dextra, and the words to activate. But the creating is the screening room. I call it screening room because I imagine being a producer, and they all go when they make a movie, they go in their private screening room before it's released in public, and they look at their movies and they make editing if they don't like what they see. So on the screening room, you imagine going down 5 steps to a hallway, feeling safe, and getting to a door called the screening room with your name on it. It's your private screening room. Then you enter the room. There is that comfortable chair facing a 3D movie screen. When you sit on it, you become the producer, director, and star of your show. And the show is Victory to Me or anything you want. And yes, Sharona, and you smile as you let the picture project. Now, some people say, I can't see very clearly. Doesn't matter. Feel. It's okay. Talk to yourself about it.
Yes.
Some people are auditory. Some people are visual. Some people are more kinesthetic feeling. So just don't fight if you can't see. Just use what comes, the feeling of what
right.
you want.
Right, yeah.
And you say, and then you again, victory to me. And then it says, I choose to create this experience. I have the power to create this experience. This experience is happening right now because you already have in motion the seeds of this new situation are planted. And it's happening now. It's fabulous to think that thought. You put it in motion. Wow. And then you reinforce the motion by staying positive, I can, I do, I will, victory to me, I am happy to be me. All this has to go and go for 28 days. You've got to create this new programming. And then it's easier. Then you don't even think about it. It's there. It's programmed into you. And it's easy and fabulous and joyful. And I love this. I love this. And thank you for, Sharona, for having me speak about this, because the more I put words to it, the more excited I am about this. It's funny.
Well, that's one of my favorite things in your book. Where can our listeners follow you? I know that you're on social media. So where are some of the places And you're on, and you're also starting to do a TV show. So just tell our listeners where we can follow you.
Okay, so on social media, I have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. It's on my name, Edwige, E-D-W-I-G-E, Gilbert, G-I-L-B-R-T. And usually I come up fast because there are not many Edwige, so that's lucky for me. And then my website, if you Google Edwige Gilbert, it will show up, newlifedirections.com. And you find everything you need. You find how to contact me if you want to do the four-week program, which I encourage people to do because we discuss what is it you don't want anymore, creating new habits, what you want instead, working with the Clear and Create, the screening group, and a recording that I make, an MP3, which I do a lot of that. For people who are impatient to work 4 weeks, I give them, you know, the shortcut, which is to have a session and a recording. And the recording is a link I'll send you, and it's based on our discussion of what you want. We design a password, like 3 words that are yours that will trigger the feeling, the emotion you want to create the desired vision. And you listen to that every night. People love that because those who are not good at meditation, they plug that in their phone. It's only 15 minutes. And they get their break. Some people want to use it for sleep, those who don't sleep well. Some people, it's just for the day to get up and go. I work with you, which is different. I found that all these programs Google, you know, that meditation, but nothing has your name attached to it and your life, which is unique. So it is very, very powerful, the custom design MP3 recording. People love it. So
this is a custom tape that you make.
Yes.
What's cool is it's a custom tape. With your name in it and all about.
You. And everything I do is of course, like a therapy session. It is confidential. So the more you share with me, the more honest you can be with your beliefs about yourself, your childhood. I work with the little child inside, the inner child, you know, because the inner child is the one that's acting out and it's uncomfortable, like me, with the voice of grandmother. I was carrying the inner child voice into my adulthood. It didn't work anymore, but it got me stuck. So the moment I realized that and changed my life. That was really my journey. So we discussed that, where the first time you felt the way you feel now, stuck somewhere. And it is miraculous for people. And it's relaxing. So you relax and you get a new program for your new life and new habits.
Wonderful.
So I work a lot with people in recovery, for example, from alcohol and drugs. That's the big one, to stay on their path of recovery. AA people, for instance. I work with people who want to lose weight, but they don't want to do yo-yo dieting anymore. They want to permanently. I mean, my 30 pounds I had gained, I never gained them back. It's like I'm programmed to stay the same weight forever and ever, through COVID or cruises. It's unbelievable. So because it's not me, it's my programming, you know. My power is taken over in a good way. And it's good for anything.
That's awesome.
It's good for being happier and chronic anxiety, ooh. And people have cancer. I have worked recently with people who had to do treatment and were terrorized by chemo. And they claim they don't even feel what's going on. They're in another world. And it's for everything, So
awesome.
I'm excited about that, yes.
Yeah, Yeah, that's wonderful. So they can go to your website and get information about how they can have you do a meditation tape for them. And I also want to make sure that everyone knows the name of your book. It's the Fresh Start Promise, 28 Days to Total Mind, Body, Spirit Transformation by Avij Gilbert. Where can they get a copy of that book?
On Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. But the good news, if you go on my website, on my homepage, you can click on and access to buy the book on Amazon. So it's easier that way. You know, everything
wonderful.
Is there. And also I have a course on life, like you, called Turn Your Stress into Success. And it's all on my website. It's a course, and it's beautiful. It's an hour course on how to do it with all the process, the meditation, the dextra, the breathing, the screening room. Everything is there. So if you and it's very reasonable. I believe it's on the site that has many, many interesting courses, genconnectyou.com. And I think it's $40 or $50 for the course. So that's easy, you know. There are many options.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Simona.
One more pass. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for coming. And I'm gonna take some calls from people who are calling in. But I just realized I need to let everyone know what's coming up this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And right now, all of our shows are on at the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. You know, you just go in there, you know, and find your time zone because we go out all over the world. And we also record the shows, too. So you will be able to, you know, go into that website. And you'll also be able to listen to this show again and also listen to some of our other shows. But I need to let everyone know that on Monday, tomorrow, November the 23rd, we have a wonderful show called Wisdom of the Soul. And that's with Janice Fuchs. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have another show coming up on November 25th. That's with Catherine Hahn, and she does a wonderful show. Well, it's a wonderful hour, but usually it's even longer than an hour. She goes on, she's doing a program on Perfect Just the Way That You Are, and her show is the Compassionate Light and Healing Guidance Hour. And, of course, we have Thanksgiving this week, so we don't have a show on Friday. With the doctors are in, but we will be having a show next Saturday, November the 28th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and that's with the wonderful hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And they're going to be talking about the elections and the whole psychic spin that is, you know, what we can learn about that. And they also all of the shows, both Catherine Hahn's show, and the show on Saturday with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, you'll be able to call in to that show and also get a reading. And then I just need to let everyone know that I'll be back. I'm always back on the second Sunday of each month. So I'll be back again on December 13th. And that's going to be all you can call into. That's a show if you have any questions and you want, whether you want a reading or some angel Reiki. But I'll also be talking about what we need to be doing to get ready for 2021. Can you believe it?
Oh, yes.
And,
no.
It's coming up. It's coming up. So we got to do the work for it if we want it to be the way we want it to come out.
Yes.
We got to take responsibility.
Vision for 2020.
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, 2021. Now, I usually draw a card for the day, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw a card, one tarot card, for the energy of what's going on energetically in the world right now. And just shuffling my cards.
I have a question.
Yes?
No, the question was there some a caller who wanted to know something? Or
we do have someone who's calling in, so I want to make sure that we get to her. And the card that I got is the Judgment card. And it's one of the biggie cards. And what the Judgment card is about, it's really about, it's not judgment, it's about review. It's about reviewing. It's kind of like what we were talking about. It's about what you need to do is review and contemplate this moment in your life and how, you know, it's helped to define who you are and then take the next step. It's about waking up, taking the next step. I like to call it taking another ride on the merry-go-round and, you know, thinking about what we want to be and what we want to focus on. And it's, you know, it's just like what we were talking about. I mean, it's all, the cards are always amazing. It's about, you know, breaking free of old habits and allowing ourselves. And that was the card that we got. And I also, an angel that came forth is Gabriel. And Gabriel is the wake up. She's got the trumpet. And she wakes you up, and what she's saying is, think of this while we're, you know, for Thanksgiving, you know, be thankful for what you have, but also realize that now is the time to assume leadership and power and to guide ourselves and others with love. And she's also whispering new beginnings, and boy, do we love new beginnings. Every day we get a new
First thought. That's it. There is no do-over, but they'll start over. So let's go.
Yeah, but I thought that was fun. That was so interesting that we got that card. Because the card was exactly about what we're talking about.
Yes, because there is no coincidence in life. It's all ordained the way it's supposed to be. And the energy attracting the card again, right? We tune into the energy. Fascinating. The law of attraction.
Yes.
In action. Yes, yes. So we have the question from the caller. We don't want to
see. Yes, I am. Let me just put the mic on for our caller.
Oh, wonderful. I love callers.
And she or he, we don't know if it's a she or he, is calling in from area code 801. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? So happy to have you here today. Hello.
Hey, Shumba, my love. How are you?
This is Charlotte. Hey. You're one of my favorite people. Charlotte, how you doing today?
Good, and I'm even better after listening to this beautiful show. And I wasn't going to call in because this makes 3 days in a row now. And, I mean, first of all, like, I can't believe I've been able to catch the shows 3 days in a row, but it just fits in with everything that's been happening in my life for, like, the last 10 to 12 days. I mean, it's crazy. Just been... so many good things happening, and the fact that I get to call in now and just say thank you for this beautiful show and the message that you've shared, and oh my goodness, I'm just beside myself with gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you for taking it in and tuning into the energy we wanted to give you. It's all about that. our connection. It's all about, are we on the same wavelength? So you were on our wavelength, and I'm very grateful for your tuning in. Thank you. Thank you. It's
yeah,
all encouraging each other.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, I knew it was going to be good because Sharona always has, you know, good guests. But I think you're one of my favorites because, you know, you talked. I love how you talked about what you went through and how you changed your mindset. And that's exactly what I'm working on. And it's a hard thing to work on. It's so hard to work on, especially like the self acceptance thing. Holy moly,
yes,
that's
yes.
a hard one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, because...
compassion for yourself, and no judgment. Because the moment you put a judgment, you create low self esteem. You're back into that trap. So when you
yeah.
see yourself doing that, stop it. That's all you can do. You have this higher awareness. You say stop. Put a stop sign on whatever you visualize, and change. Create something and say, I choose. Never say I should. Say I choose to believe this right now. I choose
yeah.
to claim this right now. I choose. I choose. I choose. Because the should is evil. It's really the trap for people is the should. So just I choose, because you give yourself permission to change the way you are, and have compassion and love for yourself. That it's not easy. It's like talking to a friend telling you this, like me. Okay, this is the voice you develop inside you, the voice of the coach, inner coach, encouraging. You can do it. Victory to you. Wow, look at you. You're amazing. You know, I even went in a funny way. I'm with my mother the other day in the car, and I did something great driving in Florida. I'm in Florida from New York, and I had to learn to drive again. You know, New York, we don't. And I did something that I was so happy with myself that I could, which was the parallel parking, you know, in Palm Beach, like, so hard for me. And I did it so well. You know what I did? I took my arm and I kissed myself. You are amazing, Ibish. It was so funny. But, of course, it's a joke. But it wasn't. The essence was, I'm amazing. And instead of waiting for somebody to tell you, you will always be disappointed if you wait for people to tell you how wonderful you are, how great you're doing, because they are too busy with their own lives, and they can't be there for you. You know, they do what
yeah.
they can, but you need to do. You have to develop this other person. So, you know, I mean, I'm fine. You tell me good things. I love compliments, but to wait for compliments to create my life is insanity. Or encouragement. You got to
yeah.
do it yourself. And we got to be careful, women, about codependency, because we easily fall into that trap. If you're married or with a boyfriend, he's got to do the work to tell you how wonderful you are. No, that is not his job. You are supposed to make yourself feel good and share with him your good feeling, and he shares with you. You encourage each other, support each other, but not drain the other one. And I see that often, and that's a hot chat topic coming up with my friend Mike to talk about relationships. So anyway.
Yeah, and also I find that unless you truly believe it in yourself, people can tell you all day long how great you are. But unless
it does
you
not
believe
work.
It yourself,
yes.
it's kind of empty words. They feel good at the moment, but they don't go deep enough, right?
As you watch that movie that is exemplifying what you say, and I found it remarkable. Marilyn Monroe. There is a movie called Marilyn. Marilyn, with this journalist who came to take notes to write a book on her. and all her insecurity. She would say to him, Am I okay doing what I'm doing? Do you think I'm pretty enough? And the guy was voiceless. I mean, looking at her, the most beautiful woman in the world, and she's asking him, am I okay? And Marilyn Monroe never was happy. She was on drugs. She was a man. She was dependent, codependent. And it shows that she never did her interior inner work.
Right.
So
right.
And I encourage you to watch that movie because it's fascinating. It's called Marilyn. It's on Netflix. Beautiful. Beautiful movie.
I'll for sure watch it. But the other thing that I find is interesting, and I would love your take on this, is while we find it hard to accept compliments from people, wounding words we take to heart. You know, because I'm an overweight person, and you know, that's one of the last remaining acceptable stigmas, you know, that people feel free to, you know, have a heyday with. And, you know, and so those horrible words that people say, you take to heart and you believe them, but they could say you're the most beautiful person in the world and you just brush them off. But the hurtful words, you let that seed come in and take root, and then it just grows like a son of a gun.
I have a take on that. The moment you feel good about yourself, you're self-accepting, loving, it won't affect you. Compliments or not, I mean, compliments, yeah, it will reinforce what you know about who you are. But the negative won't affect you because you know who you are. So take it as, when it happens, ask yourself the power of questions. I'm grateful that this is happening to me because it tells me I still have work to do. And I believe the moment you feel good about who you are, you will not get this. It's like the law of attraction in the reverse. It will not come your way anymore. This is kind of a message. It's a lesson. Look at everything as a lesson, not as like being victimized. No. Oh, well, thank you for the lesson. That means I'm not okay with myself, because if I was, I wouldn't care about what you say. Who do you think you are? You have no power over me. Nobody has the power over you. It's only you giving the power and the way you react to what they say. It's not them. Like people say, you make me feel so bad. No, they have no power over you, and you have no power over them. You chose to react in the way that you chose, but it's not them. So at the end of the day, it's all about you, and not condemning you. I'm an idiot. I can't do it right. It's like what I still need to learn right now about this situation. And the moment you ask the question, the answer is waiting for you in a quiet space. But this is what I found out, the power of questions, okay, to yourself, instead of commenting and judging your behavior and reaction. Ask, when was the last time I felt that, first time I felt that? Why am I reacting this way? What's in me that created the trigger? And boy, if you're honest, you will get exactly where it will take you in childhood, where you need to do the work to heal your life.
That is perfect. You gave me goosebumps with that. Perfect.
You can do it, Charlotte. Yeah. I pulled a few cards while Avish was talking, and you've done the work that you are so ready to move forward, and the healing that you are seeking, it's on its way. You just have to you know, embrace it. And, you know, the worst is behind you. And what the cards are telling me is you have so many gifts that you can bestow upon the world. And just go for it. I mean, this is the moment in time you can, you know, everything that you've heard today, you know, you can do it. It's the dawning of a new day, as they say.
Yeah.
And,
believe in yourself. It's a belief that's only a thought you keep repeating. So make sure you repeat the victory to me, okay? And not, I think, oh, I'm an idiot. No, watch how quickly they come in, those words. So just the enemy, okay? It's the enemy. And you don't want the enemy to invade your space, really.
No.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome.
Thank you, Charlotte. And I can't wait to see what wonderful things that you are going to bring to the world, what wonderful gifts and healing. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we're going to take another call. So thank you, Charlotte.
All right. Thank you. And sending...
Okay, Avish, let's take another call. And it's area code 347. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tamika. And I'm calling from New York.
How can we help? I always like to say, how can we help each other? Because that's what we do. You know, it's an exchange. So how can we help each other today?
Well, I would like some insight into a love relationship. There's someone that I have feelings for. We were involved. He works at a job that I used to work at. That's where I met him. And I'm not at that job. I left that job last November, not this November, but we were still talking after I left it. So just wanted to know if he's involved with someone new, if he got involved with someone at the job or period, because I haven't heard from him in a while, and I would just like to know the truth.
Another person after you left? Is that what you're saying?
No, I left the job we were working at together, and I want, you know, more from him, and he knows that. So we were involved, and I left that job last November, but we were still talking after I left the job. So I haven't heard from him in a little while. So I don't know if maybe he got involved with someone new at the job or if he's involved with someone new, period. I just wanted to know, like, what's going on with him.
Well, that is the Sharona reading could give us that. But what I would like to say, if you want me to say something on that, is if he's meant to be yours, he will return. He has no control over the situation here. Because if he really is your one, he will go after you. And to worry about that is creating, again, focusing on what doesn't work. And when you start having all this anxiety and negativity about the situation, you create it because the energy travels, right, Sharona?
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, it all comes back to, the situation that you're describing doesn't sound like fun and loving. Okay, I keep getting that there's something better for you out there. I mean, the first thing it's saying is you got to love yourself. You can't get that feeling from somebody else that you're seeking. You first have to give it to yourself. And when was the last time that you heard from him? I'm just trying
We spoke about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I know that he's not the best, and I know that something new is going to come it's just in the meantime, you know, this is the person I have feelings for, but I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. And I know he's going to come back, and I just want to know the truth because I don't think that he will tell me if I ask him. So that's why I call, because I know already that, you know, he's not the best. I know someone who's going to come along, and I know he's going to come back. It's just I know that if I ask him, I will. He probably wouldn't want to tell me because he wouldn't want me to be hurt.
Okay, so the situation here is more focusing on you, like Sharona said. Your value, your confidence, because once you are, things happen. They come to you. It's just too much energy wasted in the wrong place. And you don't know. The universe makes miracles. They pull people in. They take people away. But I think right now your journey is to focus on you, finding love within you. Do you love yourself? That's my question to you.
Yes.
Okay, how do you know that?
Because I'm not chasing him, and I'm working on a lot of positive things in my life right now also.
Okay, good. But yet you asked a question about him, so the feeling I have, you're not clear. You're a little bit anxious about this, and you wish you had control over this. Unfortunately, it's not to be controlled, and if he's coming back, he will on his own. Sharona, anything you can add?
Well, also, like one of the things that I picked up right away is you said that he called you. How long ago was it that he called you? Because I also work with numbers.
It was about 2 weeks ago we spoke.
Okay, he called you. Okay.
Yeah, he's a leader.
You don't call him, correct?
He always reaches out first. I don't chase him. I always let him reach out first. I just would like to know the truth, you know, about what's going on when we're not talking. But I don't chase him.
Okay, well, you know, and so you never call him. You're always waiting for him to call you. Is that correct?
Not waiting.
I do.
But yeah.
Yeah. I it's not good to, I mean, you need to communicate more with him. I'm also getting that you have to be, you know, when we look for a partner, communication is really important. And it sounds like you're waiting for him to do all the work. You know, if you're waiting for him to call you, I mean, and you want him to call you, why haven't you called him? Do you have his number?
Yeah. He knows, but the thing is, like, he knows how I feel. Like, he knows what I want. He knows I want, like, the relationship and all that. So that's where I stand. So it's like, I've expressed all that to him when we were together, even after we were together at the job. He knows how I feel. So that's why, he knows where I stand. That's why I let him reach out to me if he wants me, because he knows what I want. Like, there was a time I was always reaching out to him, and he knows that I wanted the relationship and everything when I was reaching out to him all the time first, especially when we were working together. So now, if he reaches out to me, you know, he knows what he's pursuing if he reaches out to me. But at the same time, I just want to know what is he doing? Like, if he's involved with other people, because he won't tell me that part, and I want to know.
If he's really the one for you, the one that loves you and knows you, he's not busy with other people. I mean, if you think he could be busy with other people, it means that the two of you don't have that special bond. Because once you have a special bond and communicating, like Sharona said, very important. It's not just expecting the other one to do what you want, is telling them how you feel and asking them how they feel and helping them grow. And you have each other grow. It's not just waiting for one to do all the work. It's a give and take. It's a teamwork. It's not even work. It's a team love journey. And it requires talking. It requires being spontaneous. Like Sharona said, call him if you feel like it. And if you feel like the guy is upset, then your worker doesn't want to hear from you. And you won't call again and you move on finding somebody else. But right now you leave it up to, I don't know, the universe to do its magic. You need to take a little action. Sharona, what do you think?
Yeah, first of all, there is definitely someone out there for you. I mean, the cards that I pull are all about, they're all cups cards, and they're all about love. The cards are saying, I'll just put it bluntly, that if he hasn't gotten back to you, he's probably not the one, at least not the one for this moment in time. Okay, because men, if they, and this is me talking, not talking from the cards.
Yeah.
Guys, if they're interested in someone, they call every day. They call every day,
yes.
and you know. So if he hasn't called you, then there is someone else out there that's far better for you. But what the cards are saying is right now you need to work on yourself. You need to love yourself. You cannot expect someone else to give you that love that you crave.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be the best lover to yourself that ever was. You know, love yourself. And then that's when you start attracting it. And then, you do have to do the work. I mean, like you have to go out there. Unfortunately, you can't call Amazon and have a guy come to the door. You can't order a guy over the mail. You can't order him like a pizza. You got to go out there and do the work. But you sound like such a wonderful person. I mean, don't be waiting on this guy.
I feel the same way. Oh, you want to feel honored and respected and special in the eyes of a man, like you are the one and only one. If you feel it, maybe seeing other people, that makes you feel like you're ordinary and you can be replaced. So you need to change the belief system about yourself, that I'm a unique person, and a man will recognize that, the one I need to meet, who is the one.
So I hope that helps. Yeah.
Yes.
I hope that helps. It's interesting. I have an angel that is stepping forth and they're talking about romance. So it's going to come for you. The best way to, and if for some reason you think he's the one, the best way to make him interested in you is to move on to somebody else. Don't focus on him. Focus on yourself. And I see plenty of other fish out in the sea that will, men that will make you feel happy and beautiful and honored, my dear.
Yes.
So
that's
the message I have for you. And I hope hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you.
Does that help? Okay, you are a beautiful person, and it's going to happen. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Just trust the universe is preparing you for someone. And make a list of the quality of the person you would like to meet, too. That's important to know what you really need. I mean, that would add to who you are, you know. Because some women wait to be loved in order to love. No, you want to know what you are after. What kind of pizza you want, right? margarita or sausage and peppers. I don't know.
I'm talking to other people. He doesn't have all my eggs in one basket. I'm talking to other people. It's just that I just don't think that he would say whether or not he's seeing other people when he comes back when I ask him. So that's why I wanted to know.
Well, I am talking to other people. Well, keep on doing that
and just kind of like put him up on the shelf for right now because he's not ready. He's not ready. If he's doing what he's doing, what I'm getting in the cards is it's not the energy is not there for this moment of time. Okay, I hope that helps. We love you. You are an awesome woman, and don't ever doubt that. I'm going to put you back in the queue because I'm looking at the time, and
yes.
You know what? We're running out of tape, and we're running out of room. So the music will come on, and they're going to cut us off. So I just want to let everyone know that I'll be back. Usually it's in 2 weeks, but I think it works out this time. To 3 weeks because it's always the second Sunday of the month. So I'll be back on Sunday, December 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. I know I have a lot of people who listen in from the UK now. And that show, it's all going to be, I'm going to just have open lines where people can call in and for readings, we can talk. And we can also talk about what we're going to do for 2021. So I do want to let everyone know, this is me, your magic mama, Sharona Rapsik. And I want to thank my special guest today, Aviz Gilbert. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharona. It was a pleasure being with you. And all of the
listeners. We had such fun.
Wonderful energy.
A lot of good
thank
energy.
Thank you. We'll talk soon.
And I want to thank all my listeners, too. I call you my lovelies because I love you so much. And I want to thank you for joining me today. And I want to leave you with one word, imagine. And that is Magic 101. And if you want to create something, use your imagination. And you know, focus on what you want to see, but you want to focus on what brings you joy. You know, if you're getting anxiety or stress or you're not feeling good, then maybe you need to kind of, you know, reframe that thought. Redo that program because if it don't feel good, then that's our GPS system telling you you gotta you know, do something about that energy. And, you know, energy is everything. Everything is energy. We talk a lot about energy on the show. The universe is energy. You and I are energy. And one of the why we talk, I know Aviz and I talked a lot about staying in the moment. Okay, you've got to pay attention to the energy that's around you. And as I said before, if it don't feel good, they're going to cut us off. There goes the thing. So thank you, everyone. I love you and focus on what's opposite. Yes, because we live in a magic universe.
Victory.
Yeah, and until we meet again, I'm wishing you countless blessings and high vibrations and happy Thanksgiving.
Merci.
I love you all. Thank
au
you.
Merci.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Au revoir, Belle.
Merci, Victory.